Tonight, the Oprah Winfrey Network runs a documentary about a celebrity's transition from female to male. At the age of 40, Sonny and Cher's daughter Chastity decided to act on the realization she was Chaz, a man living inside the shell of a woman.
Growing up the way that I grew up, there wasn't anybody I could confide in about these feelings. I mean, it was a different time. It wasn't like today, so nobody would have understood it. But I just knew that I wanted to be a boy. I didn't know there was a name for it or there was anything that could be done about it.
Chaz Bono's journey is also the subject of a new book. If you've considered or have undergone gender transition, what convinced you to do it or not? 800-989-8255 is our phone number. Give us a call. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Chaz Bono joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And what was the tipping point for you?
The tipping point, I mean, it wasn't really a tipping point. For me, it was a process of eliminating a lot of fears that I had in my life about it, mostly centered around being a public figure and therefore having to go through this, this transition publicly. But just a lot of fear of rejection and a lot of fear of what other people would think of me. And so for me, it was a matter of overcoming those things in order to be able to do it.
And because you are a public figure, not being in the public eye is not always sympathetic.
Right, sure. Of course.
And you had to undergo a certain degree of mockery.
Well, I've actually been pretty surprised of how good everything has been with the press coverage on this. But, that was something that I was concerned about, how it would affect my life, my career, all of those things, my family.
You mentioned that you were as part of this documentary, there's a sequence in it where you've already announced your decision that you are making. You've announced that you're making the transition. And here's just an excerpt of some of the media coverage.
There's one transgender person you probably have heard of, Chaz Bono, who was born
Chastity Bono, the daughter of Sonny and Cher, made a surprise.
She's now in the process of switching
genders. As a man,
Chaz Bono says
he
now feels
is now
she's now being referred to as he.
And I think anybody can understand how, disconcerting at the least that could be. Yet at the same time, you also decided to have a documentary film crew follow you in your home as you made this decision, as you made this transition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, for me, it was a process of getting over fears. And by the time I started transitioning, I felt really comfortable and knew that for me, this was absolutely the right thing to do. And I wanted to be able to tell my story my way. And if I hadn't, written the book and done the documentary and just made the statement but been quiet about it, there would have been a lot of people, talking for me and not doing a good job or not doing the job that I wanted to be done. So, there's when you're a public figure and when you there's a real delicate balance between talking kind of and putting stuff out there and not. And if you put out too little, there's always people looking to try to dig up stuff that doesn't even really exist.
And in the process, of course, when you finally make the decision to go public, there is a press agent involved and all kinds of appearances that are scheduled and some harassment from the paparazzi and that sort of thing. And it's an awkward moment. And it's also awkward on your relationship.
What was not really awkward on a relationship, but when you transition, there's everybody else kind of has to transition around you. It doesn't just affect you. And so, with my relationship with Jen, my girlfriend of almost 6 years, we definitely went through some difficult times during this process. But we also stuck it out and got through it and are doing really great today.
And that's interesting because obviously parts of this story are absolutely unique. Not everybody's the daughter of two celebrities like Sonny and Cher, but anybody who makes the transition from female to male has to accept the fact that they're going to be taking hormones that are going to be changing their personality.
Right, yeah. And it does. I mean, in my core, I'm definitely the same person with the same beliefs and set of values and all of that, but I express myself a little bit differently now, and so there is a process of getting used to the emotional effects that testosterone has.
And I don't mean to pry too much, but can you describe some of them? Aggression, for one thing.
I would say assertiveness more than aggression, and you know, for the most part, the effects were really positive in me. I mean, it gave me energy and focus, and it felt like it was something that had been missing from my body, and once it was added, it just felt really right inside of me. But it also expanded my emotional range, and, you know, before I had a really difficult time accessing anger as an emotion at all, and now, you know, that's changed, so I had to learn how to deal with that and integrate that in my life, and I think that it's kind of made me sharper and my thinking more linear, and I'm probably less talkative now and more solution-oriented. I mean, kind of all of the things that we think of as being pretty typically male.
A lot of us have more than enough trouble dealing with hormones when we're going through puberty. It was interesting to hear it described in this documentary as a second puberty.
Yeah, that's, you know, very much what it's like. I have pretty much experienced all of the things that a boy becoming a man experiences, including quite bad acne for the first 2 years and kind of a perspiration problem. Those two things have just recently gone away, but obviously, you know, increased sex drive and my voice dropping and hair growth and muscle growth and all of those things.
Let's see if we get some callers on the line. Our guest is Chaz Bono, who's the subject of a documentary that airs on the Oprah Winfrey Network tonight, Becoming Chaz, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Denny's on the line calling from Carson City in Nevada.
Hello.
Hi, Denny.
Well, thank you for having the show. Again, it's another opportunity for me to have great overview of a lot of different subjects. Thank you very much. Second, I didn't expect to be on the radio, so please apologize for my nerves.
That's all right.
I am not out to the whole community, but I guess now I'll be out to more. I just returned from Philadelphia where I went through bottom surgery, and I thought perhaps that I might be able to help Chaz in his future determinations as far as his path and with my experience, and that was really my intent to call to allow him, if he felt he wanted to make contact. But I'm recovering now. In fact, today I'm going to a wound clinic to deal with some of the after effects of a not so necessarily perfect outcome. And if there were any questions that he might have, he would be certainly welcome to contact me.
I should say, just to, as a matter of explanation, what Denny referred to as bottom surgery, there are, if you're going to make the transition, there is surgery involved, both to the top of the body and potentially to the bottom of the body. And, well, in the film, Chaz Bono, you decide not to have the bottom surgery.
Well, what I talk about is at this point, I'm not really thrilled with any of the surgeries, and I'm kind of waiting to see if in the future they might get a little bit better. That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
And Denny, you said you did not have a entirely positive outcome.
What surgery did you have?
I had the phalloplasty without the urethra extension because I felt it would be the least intrusive. And at this point, I'm similar in the same as you, Chaz, is that I was waiting for technology to catch up. And sadly, but to our benefit, because of this war where people are getting parts blown off, the development of research towards developing ways to extend urethras and rebuild bladders and to rebuild scrotums and such has really worked in our favor, but at a slower pace than I'd hoped. Mm-hmm. But I'm at a different age, and I don't have the luxury of perhaps some time to wait for technology. And so I made this move without regret, to help keep my balance and sustain my ability to carry on.
Well, Denny,
did you have the graft from the forearm or the one where they use the lower stomach?
Actually, it was the abdominal.
Okay.
And it's interesting, Denny mentioned age, and it leads to this email question we have from Avi in Philadelphia. If you had to do it all over again, would you hope that you could make the transition at an early age, get drugs to stop sexual development at age 10? Many families report their children show mild transgender behavior and eventually grow up into their gender and conduct a normal life.
I think, you know, if I was born today, you know, or would have been born, you know, 5-10 years ago, absolutely. For me, you know, I was born in 1969. We didn't know about any of this in the 70s. So I really didn't have those options. But I you know, one of the things that motivates me is, you know, is to bring light to this issue so that other people don't have to wait till they're 40 years old to do this. And I work with a group in Los Angeles called Transforming Families, and we're a support group for families with transgender children and youth. And so I am very familiar with the hormone blockers and the work that they're able to do with kids. And it's really phenomenal because the kind of the trauma that I went through going through puberty and having my body feel like it's kind of betrayed me literally, and what so many transgender people of mine generations and even a little younger and older went through, these kids just won't have to. And that's pretty amazing. They're going to be able to live much more normal lives than we did.
Chas Bono's book is Transition, the Story of How I Became a Man. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Shelley on the line. Shelley calling from Bloomington in Minnesota.
Hi there. I'm 56 years old. I'm transitioning male to female. I've been on hormones for 4 years. I am pre-op, definitely going through surgery. And one of the things I'd like to talk about, like with Chas, is there's this habit that psychologists have of describing transgender people as being late transitioners or early transitioners. This is very funny because basically late transitioners such as myself and Chas grew up in a time where what we are doing was considered, well, not acceptable is a polite way of putting it. There are far more impolite ways. So it isn't that we didn't want to. It's just that we didn't have the option.
And Shelley, thank you for the call. Your line is poor, and so I'm going to have to let you go, but we'll get an answer from Chas Bono.
Well, no, I totally agree. You know, I would have, yes, and if society, you know, knew what we know now about this issue when I was young, I would have done it years ago. Again, like the caller said, it's not that I didn't want to. I didn't feel that I could. You know, the stigma attached to this is still quite large. And, you know, a lot of people really don't understand this issue. They look at it as some type of a mental disorder or pathology versus, you know, how I like to think of it as just a condition that I was born with, where my gender identity or my internal gender in my brain was, you know, mismatched with my physical body.
But how does somebody know that to be true? And the implications are serious. It can involve major surgery and obviously lots of psychological problems as well.
Well, I don't know. How do you know that you're a man?
Well, I just do.
Well, because you feel like a man. And it's not just about your physical body. It's how you feel inside. You feel male inside. You don't feel female inside.
Well, I think all of us are somewhere on a spectrum.
Well, not really. I mean, I would have to disagree with you. I think that especially in our society, we, as young as you know, I can remember, it was very clear the difference between male and female. It's really kind of drilled in from birth. And as far back as I can remember, I felt male. It didn't have anything to do with what was between my legs. It was entirely about what was in between my ears.
Email from Sarah in Boston. I'm a 62-year-old post-op male-to-female transsexual and a partner in one of the country's largest law firms who transitioned at work, and I applaud Chaz. My transition has been very public, and having gone through this in a very public way, is that over with, or is that now a plus in your help and your decision to try to reach out to other people?
I'm sorry, I'm not exactly sure what your question is.
Well, having gone through the transition in public, which mm-hmm. I understand can be a problem, but having gone through that now, is that a plus in that you can use your celebrity to reach out to other people in your situation?
I hope so. I mean, that's, you know, when I was trying to understand myself, I saw a lot of different films on the subject matter and read different people's memoirs, and that was incredibly helpful to me. And so I'm really hoping that my book and documentary will have the same impact on others who are struggling with this.
And finally, this email from Nora in San Francisco. I'm a recently graduated physician assistant, and I gave a talk to my class on primary care for transgendered patients. At the end of my talk, I was looking for some pictures of famous trans people for a class to relate to, and Chaz was one of the only people I could find. Most of the class recognized chastity but didn't know that he was trans. I just wanted to thank him for being out and for bringing awareness to the topic. Again, a documentary on the subject, Becoming Chaz, airs tonight on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And Chaz Bono, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Chaz Bono is also the author of a book called Transition, The Story of How I Became a Man. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us as Newt Gingrich joins the presidential sweepstakes. It's the talk of the nation from NPR News.